Living Life Under Pressure, Day 8. This week, our posts are a bit shorter than normal. The reason for this is to allow you time to really think about your own life, examining changes you may need or want to make. My goal is to provide you with Bible verses and guiding questions to help you discover how God can and wants to help you accomplish just that. The Beans, hearing God's message to you. As you listen to today's verse once, what word or phrase stands out to you? The verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. As you listen to today's verse a second time, what part of your life, what circumstance, relationship, struggle is this word or phrase speaking to? Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Pause to pray, write, or just think before you read today's verse a final time. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. The steam. What does this mean to me and how can I apply it to my life today? Our mood each day is under more of our own control than we may think. Yes, bad or irritating things can and will happen, and naturally we will have an emotional reaction right off the bat. However, we do have control over how long we allow ourselves to stay in that bad or irritable mood. You might have to walk away or listen to a good song, but we have the choice to dig ourselves out of a bad mood if we want to. Also, it helps if we surround ourselves with good things to begin with. It makes bouncing back a lot faster. Let's make the decision to purposely seek out good, noble, and lovely things to fill our minds with. What do you watch, look at, talk about that influences your mood each day? What changes could you make to your daily routine to ensure that you find time to meditate on things that are noble, right, admirable, pure, and lovely?